Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about some of the holidays' worst dietary choices that you can make.
Really?
Yes. When we talk about dietary choices, we're talking about those little things that you may eat that, you know,
pack a big calorie punch.
You know, when you're in the office and you see those little things on the side, you're like, oh, I'll have one of those. And specifically, you know, those chocolate truffles?
Yes.
Like, do you really, I mean, you know, when they have that golden shield around them and you really don't even know, like, what's in them, you know, but you're like, oh, it's golden and I'll take one of those. 87 calories. Now, is that really worth it? 87
Depends.
Calories?
Could be.
Well, you think?
I could.
Can you, let me ask you this. Right. Can you stop at one?
No.
You never. If it's good, here's the downside. If it's good, you're going to go for three or four, right? 400 calories that you just eaten in those little candies. What I suggest that you do is go for those mint sticks.
Mint sticks?
Yes.
What are those?
Those like those candy cane things.
Candy canes?
Yeah. Those things are great.
Those
things those are a lot
chocolate.
Less.
Chocolate?
Well, you'll save a bunch. They're, you know, one candy cane, one big one, 50 calories. 50 on a big one. And you know how long it takes to finish one of those things off?
I chew it in like 3 minutes.
No, you bite into
seconds.
It? You're going to ruin your teeth if you do that.
Ten
Don't
seconds.
Do that. Well, here's another one. How about the eggnog? Have you ever had eggnog, by the
no,
way?
No, that repulses me.
Just
Who
the word.
Who wants to drink egg?
Just
Who wants a drink that has eggs
Just
in
the
it?
Word eggnog repulses you. Same with me. I have never even had this. But guess what? A cup of this stuff? I don't even know what it tastes like. It to me, it looks,
I can't even imagine.
It looks like the batter from like a
it's raw eggs,
like pancake batter.
It's disgusting.
Well, 340 calories per cup of that stuff. So you know, instead of doing that, and you want, let's say,
and they put liquor in it. I saw Martha Stewart
right.
making it, and she pours
right.
a ton
so
of liquor.
So here's the deal: you want to go with a little lightweight, you know, cocktail? How about a little vodka and cranberry juice? 150 calories. How about that? And if you can even cut it even more if you go with that cranberry juice that has a Splenda in it. I'm not recommending that, but you can even cut your calories even further with that. Another one. This is another one I'll never eat. Cheesecake. I don't like the word cheese and cake together.
Right.
I don't like that. Cheese goes on pizza. Cake, I don't, you know, I want chocolate cake. Would
not
be
interested.
Better. So instead of picking that cheesecake, you
How
know
How many
that
calories is that?
500 to 800. Not that's a Whoa, lot, right? That's going to set you back. How about the angel food cake and take some of the strawberry preserves and sprinkle that on top? You're looking at about 129 calories for something like that. So yeah, as you can see, a lot of different choices you can take. The last one I want to tell you about, this is the one that drives me crazy. You know those fruit cakes? Everybody.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nobody
the fruit cakes?
Really eats those.
Yeah, people do. 214 calories if you do that. You're better off going with something like trail mix. You're better off going with something easy. You know, some raisins, some peanuts, something like that. A cup of those, much better for you. You'll like them and more healthy as well.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.